Hello and welcome to our urology podcast channel, Urology for Everyone. This is Dr. Girish Nilivigi, urologist, speaking to you. Today, we'll be talking about urolithiasis, which is nothing but stones in the kidney and urinary tract. What the symptoms are, how to evaluate them, and what is the treatment. Urolithiasis is a technical term for stones in the urinary tract. The urinary tract extends from the kidneys through the ureters, urinary bladder, and ends in the urethra. Calculi or stones, which mean the bone thing, can be found anywhere in these organs. However, a majority of the urinary tract stones are produced in the kidney and travel along the tract to reach these organs. What are the symptoms of stone in the urinary tract? Pain is the most common symptom. However, the character and type of pain depend upon the location of the stone. It is as follows. When a person has stone in the kidney, he will have a dull aching pain in the back on either side of the midline. The pain may be localized or it could radiate to the groin. The pain can be mild or moderate, but usually not very severe. It could be very misleading in the sense that it may occur once or twice and may disappear and not appear for the next few days or even weeks. This may give a false sense that the stone has passed off. Surprisingly, the stone could present as gastritis, which is a pain in the upper part of the abdomen with belching and gas-like symptoms. This can mislead the doctor and the patient into treating with antacids. And this is quite a common presentation which surprises everyone. The patient may also have nausea and vomiting, which again could be misconstrued as gastritis. However, when the stone is in the ureter, which is a tube connecting the kidney to the urinary bladder, the symptoms are different. Here, pain is again the predominant symptom. However, the pain is very severe in intensity and can be described as colicky in type. It could be gripping or squeezing in type and radiates typically to the groin and even to the upper thigh. It may not reduce despite multiple analgesics, and even injection painkillers may not work well at times. Most often, it is accompanied by vomiting. The patient will not be able to lie still and will be wriggling with pain and constantly moving in the bed. When the stones are in the urinary bladder, they are usually because of the stones which have come down from the kidney and the ureter into the bladder. Rarely, they could be produced in the bladder de novo. When they are produced in the bladder, they are more seen in children because of nutritional deficiencies, and also in the elderly due to enlargement of the prostate. The person may have burning urination, painful urination, blood in the urine, urgency in urination, or lower abdominal pain. Sometimes it can result in complete urinary blockage, needing emergency treatment. A bladder stone may migrate further down into the urethra, leading to complete blockage of urine with severe pain. When you go to a urologist with this sort of pain, how does he make a diagnosis? When the patient talks of the pain, it becomes very clear that he is dealing with a stone of the urinary tract. This can be confirmed by doing an ultrasound scan. An ultrasound scan is easily available and diagnoses all kidney stones and many ureteric stones. However, there are some ureteric stones that are not seen on ultrasound due to interference by bowel gases. In such cases, a CT scan will help in the accurate diagnosis, but at a higher cost. X-rays are not commonly done now as they fail to detect small stones and radiolucent stones. What is the treatment for kidney stones? The treatment of kidney stones, ureteric stones, and the bladder stones depend on the following factors. One, the location of the stones, that is whether it is there in the kidney, ureter, or the bladder. Size of the stones, the hardness of the stones, symptoms of the patient, and also the degree of obstruction caused by the stones. Usually, kidney stones, which are about 3 to 4 millimeters in size, are not treated because they do not cause symptoms. Larger stones are treated because there is a chance that they migrate into the ureter and cause a blockage in the ureter. The treatment for such stones is by ESWL. ESWL is the breaking of the stones by using shock waves. It is a non-invasive method causing little pain. Anesthesia is not needed and the patient is not hospitalized. The second method of removing moderate size kidney stones is by doing endoscopy. This endoscope could be a flexible endoscope and the stone is fragmented using laser. This procedure is done under anesthesia and the hospitalization is for 1 to 2 days. After the procedure, a stent is kept to facilitate the passage of stone fragments. The stent is removed after 3 to 4 weeks. Another way of removing a kidney stone is by doing a procedure called PCNL. PCNL is a procedure where a small cut is made in the back. This cut typically measures 8 mm to 1 cm. An endoscope is inserted through the skin into the kidney. The stone is broken and removed. The hospitalization is for about 2 days and this procedure is done under anesthesia. If the stone is in the ureter, on the other hand, it is treated by similar methods. If the stone is small, that is less than 4 to 5 millimeter, it is treated by medicines. However, medical management is not always successful. In such cases, endoscopy or shockwave lithotripsy are chosen to treat the stone. The choice depends upon many factors. A hard, large stone is better treated endoscopically as shockwave lithotripsy fails in such stones. The choice also depends on the desires of the patient, as some patients want only non-invasive methods of treatment and some want more effective treatment even though it is invasive. Therefore, the treatment for stones depending on all the above factors. When you go to the urologist, you should discuss, ask questions and find out about all the methodologies and adopt the best methodology for you after discussing with the doctor. Thank you.